Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave
and Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney. Yeah, Dave! Right, man. Dave
and Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends. Thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get today's show started with some bad news.
This is a story we wouldn't hear on a regular basis because it almost never happens, but it did. In Idaho, there is a dog named Izzy that had to be rescued, and we hear about dogs falling into things. Storm drains, wells from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
This dog did the opposite, actually got stuck up in a tree.
How did this dog get stuck in a tree?
Here's the really hurtful part, is that the owner, whose name is Christina, was talking about her dog, Izzy, and how the dog got stuck in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And according to her account, the dog was chasing a squirrel.
Okay.
And I don't know why she would add this next part. Again, just hurtful, totally unnecessary. She said the dog was, quote, never even close to catching it.
That's just mean.
Yeah. Tell the
You could have said super close.
No.
He was right there.
He savaged the entire family.
He had the family of squirrels in his mouth, and he could have ended them, but he chose not to because he's a malevolent, lovable dog.
Yes, he showed
He just
them
wanted
mercy.
To prove to the world that he had it in him one last time to catch mm-hmm. that squirrel.
No. This dog needs a little dose of reality.
You're
it's like
the
every
dog?
It's yeah. like everybody who thinks they're going to go into the NFL. No, you're not. This dog has pipe dreams, tree dreams, chased a little too high, went a little too high, and needs to come down quite literally to reality.
How did they get the dog down?
Oh, the fire department had to show up, like the whole bit. Have you seen the picture? Like, this dog is up.
That's
in
a big. Is that
tree.
A German Shepherd?
I thought it was a German Shepherd as well, but I think it's a smaller dog. They just kind of zoomed in on it. I think that's like a Scottish Terrier.
Oh, it's like small, like a medium small.
It
looks like a German.
It's got big ears.
It's got big ears like
it's
a German Shepherd.
It's got a face like a French Bulldog and a body like a Belgian Malinois.
Oh.
Which, that's how Money I like to be described. If I'm ever single, that's going to be on my dating profile. Face like a French Bulldog, body like, I'm not as lean as a, body like a, what are those?
A Bull Mastiff.
What are those foldy dogs?
Foldy dogs.
Sharpei.
You said foldy.
That's what they're called. That's what they look like. They're foldy dogs.
You should put that in your bio. Body like a foldy dog.
Done.
Some good news today as well. Take the Viagra. The little blue pill is more good for more than just one body part. It actually lowers the risk of heart disease in men by up to 39%.
Well, isn't that what it was originally supposed to be for? Was for like
high
heart?
Blood pressure.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
Right?
So researchers from the University of Southern California looked at 70,000 adult men with the average age of 52, all of whom had ED diagnosis at some point in their life. Experts believe the drug increases blood flow into the heart's arteries and improves oxygen flow. And you got to think that if it's doing that for your little colonel downstairs, you would think that it would be doing it for your whole body.
Yeah, because the unintended side effect, how it came about, because it did lower blood pressure, so it opened your arteries up for blood to flow
everywhere
more
else
freely.
And they said previous research also linked the use of Viagra to decreased risk of Alzheimer's.
And so, I don't know about you, but that's you know, the sexy time, that's about all the vigorous action I exercise that I get. You know,
that's as vigorous as it gets.
2 minutes at a time,
two pumps and I'm out.
2 minutes.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh!
So Netflix, I don't know if you guys have seen this, has been rolling out the entire lineup for the big shows they have and movies for the entire year of 2023.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like they have some pretty good stuff.
We'll see.
They have some big stars in some of their, you know. And
I feel like the Netflix movies never hit. Very rarely.
Well, Glass Onion.
Onion was good.
I mean, I say that being the silver, like the outlier here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's the occasional one. I feel like the movies, I feel like Netflix, in my opinion, I consume more for their comedy specials
and/or
their series.
Gray Man?
I never watched that? Never saw Gray Man.
I thought you said you liked
it.
No,
the only movies I find interesting on there are the Adam Sandler movies.
Gray Man was the one with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. And Chris Evans.
It was supposed to be a 200. It was a Russo Brothers movie, if I recall correctly. It was like $200+ million.
Big budget, for sure.
But, yeah. I never got around to it.
I feel like it just kind of stinks because whenever I think of cinema, and I don't want to be, I'm not a snob when it comes to cinema at all, but I just feel like we're just missing so many of these massive blockbuster hits, and the only ones we get anymore are the Marvel and like DC and like all of the.
From time to time, you'll get like a Top Gun or something, but otherwise, you're right. Like, there's not like the big.
And then now everything's streaming.
Yeah.
I did watch Gray Man. It was just kind of, that was the Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling, right? Wasn't Ryan Reynolds like the bad guy?
See, we don't even know. It was we can't even remember.
There was Chris Evans. That was the
Chris
bad
Evans.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Those
dudes look the same.
They don't look the same.
Square jaws.
They're like the same age. And that's about it.
Yeah, the same age and they're white guys.
And kind of funny.
The same to me.
Very funny.
But yeah, it's just fine.
No, I think what we're doing, though, or at least as we consume as a culture, because you look at the box office, and by and large, as you said, the big blockbusters are the Marvel cinematic movies. Yeah. Those are the ones that people still go out to the theaters, or at least spend a couple $100 million as a country on. But we're consuming more episodic stuff because we want more. And I actually think that's part of why Marvel does as well as it is.
Because there's so many.
Because it is episodic. It's almost like this is like the biggest TV show there is.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Kind of,
sure.
Because there's 30, you know, movies.
There's so many
that
movies.
Have been strung together. So, I don't know. Netflix is... It's
I
got
feel
some
like
struggles
it's on the
ahead.
Fall.
It's got some struggles ahead of it. HBO.
It's got some struggles, but things are going pretty well at the same time. They just put out a job posting. Netflix did. They're hiring somebody to be a flight attendant on one of their private jets. And the salary, I would say, is fairly generous. Hiring a flight attendant for one of the private jets. Here is some of the criteria if you want this gig. It's independent judgment,
gotcha.
Discretion, and outstanding customer service skills.
I have a friend who's a... Like a private jet flight attendant.
Is it a he or a she?
It's a she.
How much does she make?
She makes more than me and you, significantly.
I mean,
like,
I would assume.
Take what we make combined and then add some.
So this...
You know, you're looking at several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Does she have to, like...
She's not.
No, it's not like that. She, like, has to sleep with anyone. But
no.
Is there, like, an implication?
No. It's...
It's a profession.
It's keeping your mouth...
No, for sure.
Shut.
Yeah.
And being good at what you do, because you're like, it's just like...
You're like the best waitress in the sky.
It's not even just that. There's part of it that it's like you are around these type of super ultra rich people, because it's not like a small little tiny private jet. It's, you know, the guys who are running out these big boys.
Yeah.
Or well, own the big boys.
This one is for a super mid-sized jet.
Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with what a super mid-sized jet is.
That's
but
like
it sounds,
a 747 plus.
Okay. They will be in charge of, you know, inspecting emergency equipment in the cockpit, cabin, and galley before takeoff. They also have to be able to lift at least 30 pounds while loading and stocking planes. The average salary for flight attendants in the U.S. is just north of $62,000 a year.
I think that's starting.
Yeah, sure.
Or pretty close to it.
This particular job pays $385,000.
Yeah, that's she makes... A little
about
bit more
that?
Than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. $385,000 a
year. Also, Audrey, I know you're thinking that's an obscene amount of money.
No, I'm actually not. Whenever you were just talking about what I'm thinking is $62,000 a year to be on flight, or like on call, basically, is what you're doing all the time. You don't know your schedule. You don't have a schedule.
You have to
sometimes
be, like,
you're up
single,
for
right?
like 24 to 48 hours.
Like
you absolutely you can't have a family, and if you do,
it's tough. Yeah,
I feel like 62 is low starting.
Well, it's actually a little bit lower than that, but that's like I think like
that's
year
average,
two, year
yeah.
three. But the, you know, for the again, as I said, for the like the upper echelon, the private, at least my limited knowledge through my friend, it's they want to be or they don't they want to feel like. You're not going to steal everything, too.
They're paying you $385,000 mostly to keep your mouth shut.
Comfortable. Yeah. The comfortability of knowing.
Yep.
And I bet it's the same person, so they want this a familiar face.
Yep.
It gets booked
kind of like
on.
Having a nanny or like a really good babysitter.
You
know
absolutely
it's reliable.
Everything
that's not a
about
nanny.
Me. Yeah.
That's an au pair.
An au pair.
Yeah. That's when you know you're rich, when you don't have a nanny.
Saying nanny is too low class for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old
Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the nicest compliment you ever received? I was once told that I was awkward, but it was in a cute way, and that kind of really cheered me up.
Message deleted.
The best compliment that you've ever received is you're awkward? Huh.
I think most men have like one that we remember for most of our life.
If somebody tells you you're good in bed?
Not even that. When does that happen? That's just somebody who's just a pathological liar. No, I specifically remember.
A psychopath.
I specifically remember on like one of my wife and I's early dates.
Uh-huh.
Like before we had ever, like, you know, anything. Well, this was like our second or third date.
Because you guys took it slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember her saying, "You smell wonderful."
Mm.
And I was like, okay. Yeah.
You liked that.
I did.
If I'm being honest, like there's been a couple of people over the years that have told me that they've had dreams about me, and a couple of them have been extremely creepy, and I still like it.
You still like that?
I still like it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I do. If I'm being honest.
I'm mad at it.
You tell me your subconscious thinking
that's
about,
all
yes.
we want.
Yeah, that's fair.
You like, you know, like I think 99% of the reason you're part of our show is you're like, you pretended to like us. And we're like, oh, yeah.
She pretends to like us.
She faked it. We're like, she's good at faking it.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's be best friends forever.
Forever. let's spend hours a week together.
Yeah. Listen, Dave, you said she's good at faking it. One thing I have learned in my life is, ladies, stand up for yourself.
Don't you fake it.
Don't
you give that to them.
You ruin him until he understands what's up with the what's up.
Nothing feels good.
Nothing feels good. Nope. If it doesn't feel good,
again.
Baby, a little to the left.
There you go. Let's coach him up.
Also, because it feels good does not mean start doing a DJ set. Like, whatever was working, keep it there.
Doesn't mean go faster.
Consistency.
We got to put the bumpers up on that bowling alley.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Figure out where we're
yourself.
Going.
Stand up.
So, totally understand that, but what is something that got you? Like, a compliment that stuck with you?
It's been something that I have just strived for my entire life. Being funny. Whenever I was a kid, I think whenever I got my first laugh at something that I was doing, I was like, yes, because I was ugly. So I was like, yes, I've got something.
I'm funny.
And when you're ugly and you're funny, you are, because I'm fair. I have fair hair,
uh-huh.
No eyelashes. I look like a thumb. Like, I mean, I legit like was walking around. I've had the same haircut since I was six. So I have tattoos. I needed to like add to the translucency of myself.
But it worked out great.
So like, yeah. And,
so
like,
you developed the comedy skills and then
like,
you got
I did
hot.
The whole thing. Yeah,
yeah.
So like,
great.
So, but when I was younger, I was really awkward. Yeah. So I wanted to, you know, be liked. All of us want to be liked, right? In some capacity. And humor was how I kind of got my friends.
I feel like that is a hack to life is if you're not the popular kid, it helps you so much later in life.
Like to get a personality. You have to cultivate a personality.
Hard. No, don't be the try-hard.
The try-hard funny person is
nobody likes.
I got a friend like that who's 50 and I'm his only friend.
Well, but Mahoney, there is something try-hard about wanting to... Everybody wants to be liked. That is kind of a try-hard trait.
But when you exude...
It's a pick-me. It's a pick-me.
But the try-hard slash desperation people can smell.
Because they can't read a room.
No, but you're allowed
which
to
is
be,
why...
You're allowed to be desperate to be liked when you're 8.
I hear you, but I'm talking high school.
Sure.
At that age, you're self-aware enough that you should... You know, at least be able to assess something.
Yeah, but when you should and should not be reaching for the moment.
But listen to this,
we're
though.
Kind of learning.
Because
I mean,
when we are single, Dave, when we were pieces of garbage that were single,
speak for yourself.
Nobody wanted anything to do with us.
That's not true. As a catch.
That is 100%
total catch.
Like they can, women and men can smell desperation. I've dated people that I've been on dates with when I was single.
No question.
And you could just smell like. This ain't it. You are trying too hard. There's a desperation. And I look back at like a lot of the times that like failed early dates or whatever. And it was because
you're too excited.
You come off as desperate.
So can I tell you a story?
Even if you are, you got to push that down.
I had one moment. I mean, I've had many moments. Like, come on, let's be real. We'll be honest with ourselves here. But I remember one vivid pick me desperate moment. And it was in college, and it was with this guy who I thought was just so out of my league. And I remember him, like, it was like a movie scene where I was going up the stairs and we caught each other's eye, and I was like, oh my gosh, am I pretty? You know what I mean? Like, you know, whenever you have those moments where you catch the eye of the one person in the room who you just...
You're like, cool, I got their eye. Uh-oh, am I like, ready for this?
Yeah. So, and we ended up, like, hooking up, kind of casually dating. And he asked me to come over and meet his parents.
Oh, so that's pretty serious.
So I thought...
You would think.
I thought it was serious, and wasn't? I was so nervous. I was so nervous to meet his parents because, again, I thought he was so out of my league and I just didn't want to mess it up to the point where I was like, and he was wealthy and I'm just, I didn't grow up like that, right? So I was like stumbling and fumbling, nervous, you know, that I was going to say something inappropriate. So I was just kind of quiet and like meek, which is not my personality at all. But again, when you're in a situation you're just not ready for, you kind of clam up, right? And the next day, dumped.
Oh.
Just like, hey man, this is not gonna work out. And I
you
was
think
like,
it's his parents was like, this trash ass chick from Alabama.
Or
nah.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. Probably.
I had a girl break up with me for that.
Oh man.
Because you were a trash ass girl from Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird.
Please leave
just
did
desperate.
Poor.
Yeah.
Poor I had a friend
desperate.
Tell me that she was gonna go on a family trip to ski and hike in snowshoes. And I know I shouldn't have, but I laughed. And she did not think it was funny at all. But I don't know, but the idea of making a vacation out of hiking in the cold with weird-ass shoes does not make sense to me. I mean, don't hate me for that.
Message deleted.
That's a rich person vacation.
Yeah, ain't no poor people out here pretending to be stranded in the snow.
Nah.
That's something that happens to us poor people.
Let's go cosplay that we're adventurous. Meanwhile, as we're staying in a, you know, $5,000 a night chalet.
A chalet is exactly where they're staying.
Yeah. If you don't know what a chalet is, you're in the same boat as we are.
Yeah, if you can't ski in and ski out of your property in the mountains, then welcome to the club of the rest of us.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't
get a lift.
Like,
get a lift ticket.
Well, no, not necessarily. You can get a chalet in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Where Dolly Parton's from?
Yeah, no, I was top of my list of places to go. I was thinking
Aspen.
But
they call them chalets.
I know, but that's
That's why I know them.
Yeah.
So like, you could be just like me near Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Totally normal.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney's such an idiot that he actually thinks people can bite down on things.
Message deleted.
What?
I mean, what do you mean people can't bite down on things?
I don't understand.
I don't understand the premise of that call.
Did all of us just start biting like our tongue?
That's what he's talking. He's talking because you bite up, I guess, because your jaw goes up instead of like biting down.
Well, that's the way that you say it, though. You bite down.
You bite down on something, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say you bite up. Everybody look at you like you're nuts.
Great call. Thanks.
This is Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Well, we were just talking about having ski resorts that you can ski in and out of, your own private chalet, and Audrey, for the very first time, is going to be doing exactly that. Now, can she actually afford a chalet in Aspen? Perhaps not, but she's going to be cosplaying like she can.
Yes, I will be. It's for our friend's birthday party, and he's got his own like little cabin thing that he's rented out for the weekend, so we're going to be skiing, or I'm going to attempt.
You've never tried skiing ever before in your entire life?
Mm-mm.
Not even water skiing?
When I was a kid, because I lived next to a lake.
How did that go?
I mean, I was much more like bendy, so it didn't hurt when I fell.
Rubber again. Were you able to get up though? Do you remember?
Casually.
Yeah.
Not long.
Have your medical benefits kicked in yet?
Yes.
Okay. That's a plus.
That's good for you. Still don't have any medical benefits over here. That's fine. Don't need them.
It's fine, Dave. You only have five other people plus yourself.
It's fine.
Don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
Are you concerned that you're going to hurt yourself because you are at the prime age to be like, you know, running into a tree or something?
No, you still think you can do stuff,
right?
But your body is about to betray you.
Yeah, I am nervous. A few things are catching my anxiety levels here. What if I fall?
You will
pop a boob.
You could pop a boob.
Don't do that.
I don't think you'll fall directly on your chest. I mean, that's
how
what you're.
How hard do I have to fall in order
to pop
like
a
the
boob?
Yeah, when does?
Should we find out? Should we bring in like a professional boxer and sock him up?
I think
and
we
see
need MythBusters.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Why don't you just drink? Just like, you know,
because I want to try because I've never tried. You know, I want to see if I'm. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be able to just go out there and all of a sudden start skiing. But I don't want to sell myself short, so I'd like to at least try.
So what I would suggest is this is something that I do both on at the ski resorts as well as with golfing, is I start out with the full-throated effort of I'm going to try. I'm really going to give this a good shot. And then by about hole three or slope three, you're sort of like, I'm glad I brought this flask that's in my pocket.
I wanted to buy a whole new outfit for it, too. Not going to do that because somebody was like, once you start getting into the sport, then buy it. But, like, don't buy it now.
Don't do that, yeah. So, because that stuff is expensive, and you're going to drop $500 on an outfit, and if you go skiing and hate it, you're literally going to wear it once.
But then I'm going to be, all the girls are going to be all cute.
That's why you just stay in the cabin and drink. And drink. That's 90% of the reason to go to places like that anyway.
And get the cute pics, and I'm not going to have the cute outfit to go along with cute pics.
Can I tell you, warm, cute outfits you can wear?
A little hack
not
here.
Not for skiing, and I'm going to try and ski.
The outfits have very little to do with it, because when people are actually bundled up in the full outfits,
you
can't see them. It's the all you have to do is make sure, like, the pants don't matter. They can just be black,
just
like ski pants.
Underneath, and then do the fold over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave! Yeah. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am excited, but I just am seriously nervous. I mean, aside from, you know, the falling or whatever and the outfit chaos, I really am nervous to break a bone. Like, really. I've gotten to the age, 31. I'm elderly now.
Mm-hmm.
My bones are more fragile. I don't drink milk anymore.
That's true.
Bones are weak.
Since you're going to be skiing and not snowboarding, correct?
Well, because I want to snowboard because it's so much cooler. No. It is so much cooler. No, but yes, I've heard skiing is easier.
Also,
but,
I don't think it's cooler. I mean, that's sort of a myth where it
felt like it was a rebel thing in like Sean 1989 White propaganda? When Ski School, the movie, came out.
Yeah. And also, Tony Hawk, like it's the 90s, early 2000s
there's
propaganda.
There's still a whole lot of places that the richest spots in places like Vail and Aspen where snowboarding's not even allowed because they don't think that that is appropriate.
Skiing is elite.
Skiing is very elite.
Okay, nose up.
I'm just going to warn you, if you do fall, don't think that falling on your ass is a viable option all the time, because if you bruise your tailbone, which happens a lot,
you're going to
be in pain for a long time.
If you were to see your wives fall on their face a lot, like in an attempt, would you love them less? Like, is my boyfriend going to look at me and be like, oh, man, I got a goofy one.
Is he a good skier?
No, we're both just going to be falling. I don't know. I've never seen him ski. It doesn't matter. I think he's skied before.
Here's the thing that I've learned about when it comes to skiing, golfing, and going to the gym. No one's watching you. They all just care about themselves.
If you eat it real hard,
I don't
want to
get on.
It is funny. And it's even funnier if your boyfriend goes skiing by and sprays you with snow while you're laying there in pain, missing a boob.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
When you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
What?
It's the missed connection inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
A lot of people looking for love, and some people go to Craigslist in order to try to find that love. Okay. There are some interesting ones that we are featuring today, including this one that is entitled Lady Drinking Pabst at the Piano Bar.
Ooh.
While at the piano bar, my friend and I were enjoying a drink when my eyes met a lady with red hair, a gray sweatshirt, drinking Pabst out of little bottles. During karaoke, I couldn't hype myself up to ask her to dance. As the Builders Convention people came in, I really lost my nerve. As she left, I followed her out of the bar and told her how beautiful she was, but I lost my nerve to keep talking. Now I have deep regrets. If anyone knows this lady, I would love to make a missed connection.
I have never seen a little bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No, because it's always the tall boys.
Yeah, it's either a regular can or a master cylinder. That's it. There's no in between.
Occasionally a 40. I've drank Pabst Blue Ribbon out of a 40 before.
Sure, I could see that.
But that was a long time ago.
The only thing that I can think of that has the small bottles are Coronas, right?
Coronalitos.
Yeah. Otherwise, you may have just had very large hands.
Also, maybe one of the worst places to ever try to meet somebody is a piano bar.
Karaoke bar?
Karaoke maybe more so, but the piano bar where you've got like the dueling pianos.
Yeah.
I love. Yeah. Piano bars.
Most people who are there love those. You don't want to talk to some douche while you're trying to enjoy their cover of Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, being performed by...
It's, no, it's always Piano Man. Always.
Well, not on loop.
Pretty much. I don't think I've ever been with Piano
Man. It's always Don't Stop Believing from Journey.
Definitely that as well, yeah. This one is entitled Got Off at the Same Stop. This is a man for a woman. We were both riding the bus tonight, and we got off at the same stop. We both got to the crosswalk, and you said to me, don't worry, I'm not following you. I wanted to say, you can follow me if you want, but I thought it would have been creepy. I thought you were attractive and would like to possibly hang sometime. We got off at about 8:30 p.m. Tell me what you were wearing so I know it's you.
Oh, my gosh. It is just so simple. Men, you are so simple. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just walking in the same general direction, and you just got a casual look at her, and you were like, yeah, you're kind of fine. You're okay. Yeah. You're okay to look
she
at.
She made, like, a casual conversation, like, don't worry, I'm not following, and you're like, she wants to marry me.
No, she no, said I that don't so think, she didn't want to, so he would murder, wouldn't murder her.
Or find that the awkwardness of walking in the same general direction for probably a little while. She just wanted to ease the awkwardness that was. Because what is she supposed to do? Just walk at an extremely slow pace to create a distance? Dude, she's probably just trying to be funny. And this guy was like, you know what? You're in my proximity.
I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
No, that's how we operate.
You're in my general vicinity.
I get real self-conscious sometimes if I'm following a car too long. Mm-hmm. You know, if we make like more than one turn together.
You get self-conscious?
If we're going, if I'm going somewhere and it's, I'm not actually following a car, but I'm behind a car and we had to go in the same place, so it looks like I'm following a car, and we make more than one turn together.
Oh, no, I love that.
No, as a lady,
I start weaving in and out of traffic and get real close.
As a lady, I say that loosely, I will turn like anywhere.
Yeah.
To get that person away from me.
If a car is following me, car is following me for more than two turns, I'll take a weird turn.
Yeah.
And then if they follow me there, then I'll take another weird turn, and then I'll try to turn around and follow them.
Y'all are crazy.
No, we're not.
No, we're safe.
Sure, yeah. So something that we've learned is that from the misconnection is that the Home Depot / Lowe's, home repair stores in general, and the gym.
The hardwood section is popping.
Dude for Dude Central. Mm-hmm. And this one is Dude for Dude.
The gym is Dude for Dude?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember all those the misconnections where people are like hooked up with you in the shower at the gym? Yeah, it's a thing. This one is entitled Planet Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
How about fitness? Okay. You are the night shift guy at Planet Fitness, and I could not help but check you out. Everything about you, I am in there as well. I found you very attractive. You are friendly and have a nice smile, and I dig those tight pants you wear. Not sure if you're into guys or not, but in the off chance you see this, please let me know. Maybe we could hang for a bit during your break.
If you go a little too hard at a Planet Fitness...
You know, set off the lunk alarm?
Exactly.
Imagine if you're hooking up in the shower with some dude, and it's like...
I feel like if you're straight passing, then like, or if you're just unsure of someone being straight, I don't know. I feel like
shoot your shot.
I feel like if you
shoot your shot always,
I feel like you just kind of have like an inkling. Like I feel like there's never just like a I'm not sure if you're gay.
Who cares?
This guy isn't asking for any sort of anything. He's just like, hey, you wanna hook up on your break? You got 15 minutes. Like, let's just go bang it out behind the dumpster.
Dude.
Like that's just guy.
That's just dudes, yeah.
That's just we are guy, animals. Of course.
We're disgusting.
Like, some people were in relationships, but I feel like a guy, if you just want to hook up, what better way just to hook up with someone who is just like you, who also probably just wants to hook up?
Yep. Horny, 15 minutes, plenty of time. No problem.
Done.
And finally, oof, Audrey, this is real creepy. This is a man for a woman. You are my daughter's college friend.
Oh, no.
Who came over to our house during Christmas break. We were watching a movie, and you asked me to rub your shoulders when my daughter fell asleep and everyone else had gone to bed.
This is not real.
You looked back and smiled and told me something fun. I can't stop thinking about it, LOL. You probably won't read this, but still, it was so much fun.
Dude, you say this is not real. There are so many younger people who have, you know, they don't know what they want and have, you know, fetishes and stuff too. And want to make some bad decisions.
Don't do
especially
that.
If you have like a passive aggressive like kind of jealousy towards your friend. What better way
bang
than to bang
dad,
his dad
or bang her
or
dad.
Her dad.
Yeah. Makes it queasy.
Also, dude, don't go to Craigslist. Just go to her Facebook. Find her that
no,
way.
She got Facebook. She got TikTok. You better be prepared to do some dancing.
This is David Mahoney. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
is Pop Trash.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So I think that we can all agree that
glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
Is Pop Trash.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So I think that we can all agree, Mahoney, that more Eugene Levy is a good thing, right?
I have been a fan of Eugene Levy since I was a little kid, and I was watching Nick at Night and learned what SCTV was. It was the basically the Canadian version of SNL.
Right. He's great. And, I mean, Schitt's Creek, I think, brought him to the forefront of a lot of people's attention over the last couple of years.
Certainly. I mean, before that, American Pie was where I think a lot of people knew him from.
But it was kind of like he played a bit part in the cult classic.
Yeah, he was the...
Schitt's Creek, you know, he was the lead.
Star.
And he killed it. Him and his son, the entire cast of that show.
How crazy is that? Like, how happy do you have to be that you raise your kid to be so funny and talented that he writes this amazing show and gives you this amazing role in that show?
Isn't that something?
I'd be like,
well, Eugene Levy is going to be hosting a new travel show, which you're like, okay, on Apple TV Plus, and Apple TV Plus tends to do things well. It's called The Reluctant Traveler, and I guess that Eugene Levy has had a fear of traveling kind of his whole life.
Really?
And he's going to be going to places like the Arctic Circle, Tokyo, Utah.
So it's
going
to be, okay, well.
South Africa, Costa Rica, Maldives, Finland,
so
a bunch of
awesome places.
All over the place.
Well, but it's going to be him in a comedic front of uncertainty.
Yeah, he's going to be like sumo wrestling and riding in helicopters and ice fishing and dog sledding and doing things that aren't like I'm just traveling somewhere to enjoy the scenery. It's like they're putting him into situations where he is obviously
going to be
uncomfortable,
comedian,
but also very funny.
How old do you think Eugene Levy is?
62.
He is 76.
Seven? No.
He looks amazing.
Well,
I don't know if it's
sex.
But I mean, literally, when I was a little kid, like I'm like 6 years old and I'm 41 now, I remember watching him on SCTV and he was, you know, like, he's looked the same forever.
Yeah,
and that's one of those things like Steve Martin, another guy in his 70s, but since he was 28, has looked the exact same.
Show me his face real quick, because I remember what he looks like. I mean, he's a silver fox now.
He's a zaddy, or his grand zaddy.
It's the hair, man.
Swear.
So
hair.
If you see photos of 40-year-olds from 1980, they look 80 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we have really transformed, and not necessarily just makeup, but I mean, in the just the world of grooming.
Yeah.
Really. And look at Steve Carell.
Sure.
Well, he got hair plugs.
But he's gray. So, yeah. I mean, just like the way that you style your hair matters so much for age.
Like, I couldn't ever imagine banging a 76-year-old dude, you know, 20 years ago, but now?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Look at you. New horizons for you, my man.
I mean, but it's...
Is that his wife?
Maybe. I think so. She's hot, too.
Yeah, she looks great. She looks...
But if you think about it, Dan Levy, their son, is a very handsome man as well.
And he's early 40s probably, right?
Yeah, he's our
age. Is he 40?
Yeah,
I
think
so. Probably, yeah. Hmm. So there's a new reality show called MILF Manor.
No.
You think it's because Jennifer Coolidge is having her moment again?
Yeah, speaking of rehashing American Pie.
Because she's the one who coined the word MILF. MILF did not start.
She was the
OG MILF.
Yes, she was. In this show, mothers must watch their sons chat it up with older women, which I kind of love. And the sons, in return, are forced to watch their mom bat their eyes at men their age.
Yeah. Oh. Well, here's the thing.
Why do you got to bring the mommy-son thing in?
Well, because, as we all know, the propaganda that they continue to push on all the adult sites, which is just, ugh, stop it with all that. But they didn't say what the original twist was, but it's the MILFs are going to be dating the sons, so it's like the intermingling of the two generations in this manner. So it's a TLC show, so you know it's going to be absolute
trash,
utter garbage, and people are going to eat it up. Probably.
You know, I mean, with all of these reality TV shows, one thing that we're finding and realizing, but we just don't care, it's all cooked.
Of
course it is.
I mean, you've watched 38 seasons of Survivor. Is there any other reality show that you find yourself watching now?
No, because I see everyone talking about, 31-year-old female here. I see a lot of girls talking about, like, the Too Hot to Handle, Love Island. Mm-hmm. There's some people who are still in the Bachelor realm, even the Kardashians since they've gone to Hulu. But, I mean, a lot of that, you get the funniest parts and the most important parts in promos. I mean, the most peak and pivotal moments. Yeah. I mean, even The Circle on Netflix had its kind of moment in the earlier seasons you're seeing. So, no, because I feel like I just get all of the information I need in, like I said, in the promos and online. And the one thing that I would want to watch is the after seasons.
Yeah.
When they all sit on the couch and they're all chirping at each other and getting all angry, that's the most exciting part of all of it.
I just feel like reality. I mean, I know that it's still wildly popular and, you know, they're producing it because the cost to produce that versus scripted shows is night and day. But for me, I can't. The only reality show I can watch anymore is like Hard Knocks.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I don't think
that's even reality.
It is, though, because that is literal reality.
Yeah, well, it's almost like documentary.
It is.
But it's based, it's based around something that's happening to the individuals, not just like put these people that are kind of losers and have huge egos into a house together and let them battle it out.
Okay, the last reality show I watched, it was Last Chance U, which on Netflix, I don't know if you ever saw it. Mm. It was
kids who are having their last chance in order to play ball in college.
Yeah, and they've done football, and now they're doing basketball. I may watch the new season of that because it is pretty, it's pretty good.
I feel like the most reality TV we get is on social media. People posting these reels and stuff. Or like on TikTok. That's pretty reality TV and snippets of people's lives. And it's more compelling
and more
because
cringe.
I know them. It's like I get a little glimpse of your life every day because, like, I know you.
Is there
you.
Anyone that you've lost respect for because of social media 100%. Instantly?
Yeah, same. 100%, man. Yeah. Like, that's why I just don't post on there.
There are some people who have done a really good job that I'm like,
no, there is some people that have done a really good job.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of you.
There's also a lot of 42-year-olds who are trying TikTok dances for the first time, and I'm like,
Dave, you're such a hater.
You are
Let
making
live.
Some bad decisions. Let no. There, just because you got divorced doesn't mean you need to be on TikTok, you douche.
Well, okay, so but there's a thing called
that's the world. That's
where we're progressing.
You know what, marriage counseling should be? This is what your future is when you're single.
Yes. Yep. Don't cheat, otherwise
this.
In 2023, TikTok is the new dance club.
Oh.
You got to put on that sequin shirt and go whether you like it or not.
Oh, that's so true, though.
Freshly divorced. Good luck.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Dave and Mahoney bring you Bleeped BS.
It's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Heidi is joining us for a round of Bleeped BS. Hey, Heidi, how's it going today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. So do you have a dirty mind?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, well, hopefully it doesn't distract you too much. There are some strategically placed bleeps in each one of these clips of audio. Nothing in this audio dirty whatsoever, but the bleeps will take your mind to a place where hopefully you can avoid the distraction. If you get two out of the three correct, you're going to win today. Audrey and Mahoney are on your side. They're going to try to help you out. They do not know the correct answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one here, this is an item that is being compared between Dollar General and Target. Good luck.
This is only a dollar? A dollar? For a dollar? I'm about to get for less.
Wait, but how much would this be at Target?
92 cents. Cheaper than a dollar. It's not real. It's probably pee-pee. Oh, heck to the no. I gotta go.
All right, so what items are being compared between Dollar
Liza.
General and Target is that A, hot dogs, B, water, C, mustard.
I cannot imagine that you can get hot dogs for under a dollar anywhere.
So you're thinking hot dogs not comparable.
I think it's got to be mustard. It's got to be mustard.
I think it's mustard as well.
Everyone's saying mustard?
I was just so floored by the fact that we were playing Liza Koshy because I just love her. I can't even remember. I guess mustard. I'm trying to think because I was in a Dollar Tree or Dollar Store not too long ago, and I don't think that there are hot dogs there.
Okay, so
I think that you can get mustard. And what was the third option?
Water.
Water, hot dogs, or mustard.
I don't even know if you can get water at the Dollar Store.
What?
Like, they have, like, juice.
You can get water.
You can get water, but not cases of water, right? Like, individual water. But, water is a dollar at a gas station. That's not a big deal.
Mustard for under a dollar. 93 cents? Yeah.
Oh, it's.
Heidi, you going with mustard as well? Siding with Mahoney and Audrey?
Yes.
All of you. Incorrect.
It's hot dogs.
Water.
No, it's water. It's water.
This is only a dollar? A dollar? Water? For a dollar? I'm about to get wet for less.
Wait, but how much would this be at Target?
92 cents. Cheaper than a dollar. It's not real water. It's probably pee-pee. Oh, heck to the no. I gotta go.
Damn. So I was going to say, so a dollar, though, that's common for water. So I just wouldn't have thought about it. It's not something to, yeah, it's not something to be super excited about.
Here we go on to number two. What can somebody be doing this many times in a single day? So he is doing this a lot of times in a single day, and you're trying to figure out what it is that he is doing.
How long have you been?
Well, not much, really. Like in the last year, I've been like maybe 6 months.
If you had to guess how many times you per day, what would that number be?
It would be like 20, 22, maybe.
20, 22. Is he doing A, 20 to 22 swipes on Tinder every day, B, looking at adult films 20 to 22 times a day, or C, hitting his vape 20 to 22 times a day?
Vaping. 100% vaping.
Vaping.
100% okay. Vaping.
I don't know.
All of it on
vaping. As well.
You're going vaping
I'm
as well?
I'm hoping it's vaping.
Okay, and vaping is, and this is the decider, you either stay alive or you die right here.
Correct.
You're correct.
Because nobody's watching porn 22 times a day.
Seems unnecessary.
Well, how long have you been vaping?
Well, not much, really. Like, in the last year, I've been vaping, like, maybe 6 months.
If you had to guess how many times you hit that per day, what would that number be?
It would be, like, 20, 22, maybe.
And I think 22.
See, but I didn't even think that there was 22 hits in a vape, depending on the size.
I feel like that's an, I'm going to take the over on that. If you have one of those, like, carburetor-sized vapes, you're hitting it only 20 times a day.
Nobody, that's not the common one.
And if you're swiping on Tinder, if you're swiping 22 times, you're probably swiping 100 times. You're just constantly swiping.
That's true.
And nobody's counting that.
All right, third and final one. It all comes down to this, Heidi, so you can win it right here or lose it right here. Billie Eilish is showing James Corden her unusual pet, and you're trying to figure out what kind of pet that James Corden starts freaking out about.
I have a You want to see it?
Yes. But I don't want to freak out and like him everywhere. No, it's not. Not for me. Let me see. Oh, shit. There's nothing cute about it. Zero.
You're wrong.
Is that A, pet snake that Billie Eilish is showing James Corden, B, a pet tarantula that she is showing him, or C, a pet skunk?
It's a snake. Got to be a snake.
I'm going to follow Audrey. I don't know.
I heard
about
a
I'll trust Audrey.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about this. What if I'm wrong, guys?
I'm putting it on you.
Heidi, is it a skunk?
Heidi, what if she's wrong?
No way she has
a skunk.
Well,
I mean, you're going to give her the tickets anyway, so it's not that big a deal.
No,
but it's a skunk?
No, because you would have to get a D, whatever, and then we would hear all the internet warriors like, how dare you take away the skunk's stink
slams. So is it a tarantula? Does she have a pet spider?
I think it's a snake. It's got to be a snake.
Dave's looking at us like it's a tarantula.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking at you like
I
anything.
Think it's a tarantula.
That's right.
Heidi, you are never going to lose. Dave is always on your side.
I'm here to help. Well done, Heidi. Congratulations.
Thank you guys very much.
This is Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So Ivan the Blind Mexican just hopped into the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, and he was talking about how, you know, Netflix stock has been kind of all over the place this week and the earnings report, and it's up and it's down and everything else. The reason why that stuck with me is not because of the content that Netflix has been putting out. I feel like it's always okay. Like, there's some good shows
sometimes.
Couple
of good shows. I mean, it got us hooked. House of Cards got me into Netflix.
Ozark was a great show.
Yeah.
It's done now. But, I mean, it had some really iconic shows along the way.
And they've lost a lot of programming, like, over the years to, you know, all the other streaming services are, you know, launching, like, Friends and whatever else. They lost The Office. You know, so they've lost some of these bigger shows that people
were just
perpetually subscribing and watching.
Do you guys share your Netflix password?
Absolutely not.
You absolutely,
absolutely
not.
Do not.
Yeah, I mean, I share all of my stuff.
You share it with other people or you share other people's stuff? Or both?
Both.
Okay. So, I mean, I traditionally don't share with other people because it just seems like...
And they're cracking down on that now, too.
Well, that happened to me last night. I was sitting on the couch and the wife and I were looking for a show. And there's a couple of shows out right now that we're enjoying, but none that came out like middle of the week when we were looking for the show last. And so we were like, okay, let's just go check Netflix. There's a new season of Vikings, which...
Valhalla, which
is fine, right? But it's one of those filler shows where we're like, well, we have an hour that the kids are asleep. Let's watch this. Went to go watch it. Couldn't. And I was like, what on earth? And it's because we let her sister borrow our Netflix password while they were moving into their new place. They hadn't set up all of their services yet. They're like, hey, can we borrow this just while we're getting set up? We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Who cares? Last night, go to log in, and it says you can't because there's multiple TVs that they've logged in on, and they've actually set up their own profile under our
screen.
That's
better to do that rather than messing with your algorithm. I appreciate that.
I guess, but it was really annoying sitting on the couch and just telling us that we can't watch Netflix because somebody else is logged
in. Dave, just go to a different platform. You have Hulu. You have Peacock. You have Paramount Plus.
Wait a minute. That's the answer that I was supposed to come up with is go to a different platform?
Change your password.
I would change the password in the moment. That night, you were so scathing mad on the couch that you went through the whole process of changing it at 9 p.m.
I'm paying for my Netflix password.
$20 plus a month now at this point. Like $24
a month. I'm paying $20 plus dollars.
You couldn't have waited till the next day?
You've logged into multiple TVs and set up your own profile.
For a middling show, you got fuming.
I thought this was going to be a temporary while you were moving in, getting your services set up
forever.
Not set up your own profile on and have multiple
leeching
TVs
off
logged
my
in.
Netflix.
That's right. So shut it down.
The thing that sucks though, when my wife and I lived apart for, you know, I lived in Houston and she lived in Las Vegas. You know, that's the person we share because we, you know, you share it with your spouse.
Yeah.
But that would happen sometimes when I would try to watch shows there and she would try to watch something.
That's real annoying.
And that was like, I'm like, this is.
Also, I did realize it was like probably mostly my fault because I went in. I went into my Netflix settings and I was like, all right, so I'm going to, you know, have to like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Decertify or whatever you call it, like certain.
You log everybody out. Yeah.
You log everyone out. Sure. And then I realized that there was like.
Your laptop, your phone.
No, it's even worse. It's like every Airbnb that I've ever stayed in.
Dave, I'm
still logged in.
Fault.
Oh, no.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is one ability that you believe everybody should possess?
Message deleted.
Social awareness.
That's the first thing that came to my mind, too.
That's so funny. All of us. Awareness of other people around you. Like, you're driving down the road and you're oblivious to everyone. The rest of us hate you. Pay attention. Know what's happening
even
around
driving,
you.
Walking is even worse.
If you're walking with your whole dumb family at a slow pace and a line blocking the entire
walking into a sporting event and you decide to stop when there's 1,000 people around you, like, I'm just going to plow you over.
Yes.
Like, this train ain't stopping. This big rig needs to hit that off ramp and drive up that hill with a bunch of gravel on it. Man, slow down.
I'm even think for the people who are so. In the dating world, I'm even kind of thinking social awareness, like the ability to know when to leave.
Stop.
When to call it.
Yeah.
The ability to know when you have no shot. Like there's all those dudes out there that are complaining about being in the friend zone. She just doesn't want to bang you.
Accepting rejection from men and women.
And don't think it's all about awareness. Being a good friend is going to win her over. That never works.
And for girls,
or
too.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Being the one girl in the guy friend group just because you don't get along with girls. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
So.
Like, what? I don't know. People just think. I don't know, man. Maybe we're just haters, and maybe we lack social awareness ourselves.
No. We've been around the block enough. Let me ask you this.
And so yes, we're haters. I hate you.
And we are haters. In all of our years of dating and being in relationships, did you ever convince somebody who didn't like you to like you?
Never.
Did that ever happen once?
Well, kind of.
Who didn't like you?
It took a. There was one girl that it took a while. For her to see the light.
Did she have a boyfriend at the time?
She did not. She was single as could be.
Dave.
And then eventually she came around and we dated and she cheated on me. so cool.
So she never really liked you from the beginning.
That's exactly right.
Which it kind of sucks to like kind of say that as plain as day. But
I learned that lesson when I was 18 years old, and I never made that mistake again.
Yes. People who want to be with you are with you. Yeah. For me, I can specifically remember one woman who I had to pursue pretty hard.
Is this the diamond earring chick?
No, okay. That was my high school girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But there was a woman who but I could tell she liked me, but she had a boyfriend, and mm-hmm. so it just took me, 6 months to whittle her down to leave her boyfriend.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm way better than that guy. I'm much taller, more handsome.
How long did it last?
About the same. But
so you learn. So these are both learning lessons for both of you. If you had to press and press, was not going to be a reciprocation.
This relationship could have worked. Like it was. There was the reason I ended it is because, again, we've talked about this. She looked like my mom. The moment I realized. Somebody pointed out, you look like that looks like my mom. It was done.
Yeah.
And like, she did nothing. She was great. She was fantastic.
Imagine how confused she was.
You spent months
pursuing this girl.
That is
you
so toxic.
You finally get her. You are so,
so toxic.
But how do you come back from that? You can't. And you can't tell them that either. Because then,
yes, you can.
I mean, maybe you can.
Yes, you can. You'd be like, hey, I can see is my mom when I'm trying to hook up with you, and I can't do it anymore.
I mean, maybe I should have said that.
Yes, man.
Dude.
You spent months chasing.
She was so confused.
You whittled her down to break up with her boyfriend. And then out of nowhere,
I'm an artist.
Takes it out back and shoots it.
No, it wasn't like that. It was about the same time, and you just pull out the big stops. Like you are on your A game for those things. There's a couple relationships like your wife, Dave. The moment you met your wife, the moment I met my wife, we were on.
Yeah.
We were on. Like, there's times when you just know that, like, I'm taking what I do and I'm doing it at my, I'm like an athlete and I'm performing at my peak.
Yeah. Isn't that so fun?
Yes, you're out there. Everyone is on their best behavior. Everyone is full flirt. Like, you're working hard at the relationship, pulling out every single move that you have in the bag, trying to win their affection.
Going for broke.
Hilarious, man.
All
you're doing
in.
Your material.
Doing your material.
Well, no, I got stories.
That's only you.
You didn't have stories that you told really that you charmed your wife with?
You led with the story of you pooping your pants.
Sure did. And you know what? I set the bar.
It hit. You're right. That's a good story.
Oh, my God. Mahoney, do you hear yourself? Just your verbiage.
You should have seen the look that he just gave her right now when she said, "Do you hear herself?" He is flabbergasted. How could any woman not love
no.
this?
I whittled
no.
her
this
down.
Is, this is my
you don't
A
have,
material.
You don't have your best material.
He's got a 5-minute
it's
set.
It's not what you're saying. It's how you're saying
it. No, I understand
funny.
What you're saying, but this is the truth.
Why do I
when
imagine?
When you are dating, you are performing. There is a performance
that's exactly
that is
what
happening.
I mean. I imagine that you're at dinner, and all of a sudden, you stand up, and you pull a microphone out of your pocket, and take a sip
is
of a water bottle,
on?
Put it on the stool
testing,
next
testing.
To you, and you're just like walking back and forth in front of the table.
It's what we
doing
do for a
material.
Living, too. Well, like, how many times do... That story, like those two, I told her three amazing stories, my wife and I, on our very first date. Mm-hmm. But I've told those stories on this radio show probably
so
five dozen times.
So this was all
times.
Just an audition for you and your wife's first date.
It was. Yeah. All of that led up to that. And then we had an amazing first date that set the table from there on out. But like,
and
to try
you've
to
been
commit
ruining
some,
her life ever since.
Well, that's, she needs to make better life choices.
You baited the hook. She took it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I need to find out the creator of the everything bagel because it's not even close to having everything on it. Okay, I don't see Oreo bits, for one.
Ew.
I don't see my dad. So it's not everything. It's a something's bagel.
Message deleted.
Well, your dad's not coming back. So if you haven't seen your dad, he's not coming back.
He's not actually getting a pack of smokes. He is not going to be right back.
And we can't have everything. You know, some of us have fathers and some of us don't.
That's how it works.
Some of us.
But you can find yourself a daddy.
You can. You know what? And
yes,
that's
you can.
And
you
don't
can.
call those issues.
No.
You know, these are solutions.
Yeah.
You're finding a good replacement. Sometimes those people come and go too.
If that was an issue, it wouldn't be covered in sugar.
It wouldn't, you know, and you wouldn't be getting bags of money.
That's right.
You know, you wouldn't have your rent paid from somebody who's just giving you middling sex, you know, or just pictures of their weenie. Who knows, you know? Don't call those issues. You're creating solutions to your problems.
That's content, baby. Welcome to showbiz.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz on Dave and Mahoney.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? Oh, I should turn him up. Hey, Sean, how's it going? Sean, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I can.
There we go. Now we can. That was my fault. I apologize. So we got the movie quote quiz, and both Mahoney and Audrey are here to help you out today. The caveat is that they can only help you on one. So we've got a total of five, and you've got to get four out of the five correct, but you have two lifelines. Each one of these quotes is about, you know, 15, 20 seconds. I will say that the oldest one that we have today comes to us from 1975. Ooh. The most recent one that we have, 1998. So,
Why so old?
Well, don't you say that's old?
75 in movie years?
If 1998 is old, Audrey, then you are geriatric.
I am, technically.
No, you're not, technically. Yeah. No.
And if I were to have a baby right now, they'd be like, you're geriatric.
No, if you were like 38, you'd be geriatric.
And
I
even
think
that
is
ludicrous.
It is ludicrous.
So here we go. Again, about 15, 20 seconds for each one of these. If you need a lifeline, you can go ahead and reach out. Both Mahoney and Audrey can help you out, but only once each. Here we go with number one.
Man means nothing to me. It's just a name. But if, you know, if going to Rommel and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well, then that's my mission.
That's all we got right there. Do we know it?
I don't.
Okay, so you can tag in if you don't know, either Dave, Mahoney, or myself.
Okay, that's not true because I have the answers. But Mahoney or Audrey?
That's what I just said.
You said Dave, Mahoney, or myself.
Is there somebody that looking like they know it?
I think I know it, Mahoney, but I'm not positive.
Mahoney's got a look on his face.
I think I know it. I think it's Apollo 13.
Okay.
I don't know if I would tag in Mahoney on this one.
No.
I don't think so. Oh, Audrey not looking like she's got any help for you.
It's Tom Hanks.
It is Tom Hanks.
What? Where's he trying to get home to his wife to? Is it Road to Perdition? I can't think of what else.
Are you helping him or no?
Oh. We're not doing good here. No. All right, good job, Scott.
His name is Sean. Any guesses, Sean?
God, Tom Hanks, get home to his wife. I know it's not Castaway, but that's all I can think of.
Yeah, I know. That was Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget he's in that, honestly.
Yeah.
All right, so no worries. That one is toast. We've got four more to go. You got to get all four correct. You still have all four on the table here with two lifelines to go. So you might do okay.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Ernie Patch in Matrix 62B37. And would you like us to integrate some alien stuff?
Sure. Why not? Two-headed monsters?
Don't you keep up with the news? We're doing alien artifacts now.
It's wild.
Yeah, they date back a million years.
That one from 1990.
Wow. Arnold.
There's Arnold, yeah. Talking about aliens.
Is that Total Recall?
It is. Well done.
Three boobs.
Needed that.
Three
one.
Boobs in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
that gave me all sorts of feelings as a young man.
Sean,
because there was more than two.
Yeah.
You were like, whoa, one more? One a treat.
I don't even know what to do with two, but man. Three, ha. Ah.
Then that thing came out of that belly, and it just ruined everything.
Okay, so let's stick with 1990 here. On to number three, still two lifelines on the table.
The most important thing is, who knows we're here? Nobody knows we're here. They know where we were going. But they don't know where we are because we never got where we were going.
Where were we going?
We were going home.
Oof.
These are ridiculously tough today.
They are. Anybody?
Is that got Jerry O'Connell in it?
No. I don't even know if it's got Gary Rule in it.
Who?
It's got James Badge Dale.
Who?
Chris Furr.
Who are these people?
What's D? Daniel Dipoloy.
Are we going to hear the name of this movie and go, you're kidding, this is... this is easier, or is this a tough one, Dave?
This is tough.
I don't. My guess was it was Stand By Me, but it's not.
No, I was.
We're going to change the rules. You got to get 3 out of 5 correct. This is stupid. No guesses?
No.
None.
Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
I didn't even read that book mandatorily via school.
Nope.
I think I chalked the L up for that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the F.
I took the F. I did not read that book.
Pass. All right, okay. Here we go. On to number 4. This one from 1993.
Who's this Cooper clown? We got to talk to that goofball now.
I don't think you want to do that.
Why?
Why not? That Cooper clown?
Yeah.
Is one evil, egg-sucking son of a snake.
I know this one.
Okay.
So if you don't got it, I got you on this one.
Oh, good. Is that what enough?
Any idea, Scott?
All right.
Sean is his name.
Did he say Koopa?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
So is that Super Mario Brothers?
That's correct.
1993, Super Mario.
Dennis Hopper played Bowser.
That's right.
John Leguizamo was Luigi.
John Leguizamo was in there.
And the dude from, was it Bob?
Bob Hoskins.
You're like, how are John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins brothers?
They made a live action Mario movie?
It was horrendously bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Terrible.
It was one. Okay. Watch it just to see how bad it is.
You got 2 correct. We need 1 more. Mahoney is burnt. Well, no, wait, you didn't technically use Mahoney on that one. So Mahoney is still available. Audrey is still available. This one taking us back to 1975.
Okay.
I think you'll get it.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
For the win.
You can do it.
Oh, one of the greatest movies of all time, Monty Python's The Holy Grail.
There we go.
Even if...
we made it.
Even if...
somehow.
You did not know that was Monty Python, it just sounds like Monty Python. You know what I mean?
Like, what other movie is recorded with that little bass to it?
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
There are very few things in this world that Mahoney loves more than his home life. I mean, that's your safe spot, right?
Dave, we were just talking about this off air not too long ago that, you know, I've been in my house for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've spent 10 years making that the place that I want to be the most.
Oh, I thought you meant indoor. You haven't left your house in 10 years, but you've owned your home for 10 years.
Yes. We've lived there for 10 years.
And do you still have all of your Christmas trees up currently?
Yeah, until February 1st.
February 1st.
February 1st.
For some reason, I thought you said
February
1st. Martin Luther King Day, but okay. February
1st. We've extended it.
Okay.
Because of the holiday.
Oh, I see. That makes great sense.
It does.
So you love your house? That's your safe spot?
Yeah, you know. Why would I ever want to leave when I have everything that I could possibly want right here?
Yeah, it's right there.
Like, all my favorite things are here. All the things I love doing are right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's around nobody else. That's even better. And I've had, over the last 10 years, so we built that house new.
Right.
In 2012. And, you know, both of my neighbors on both sides and across from me, everybody built the houses at the same time.
It's so been it's been
the
very same. Consistent, which is nice because you get along with your neighbors pretty well.
Great. Got along really well
with
them.
And that's why you've been so uptight recently because... the neighbors directly next door to you got divorced. Is that right?
And unfortunately.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens to the best of us. But I really like them. They were great people and quiet.
Yeah,
and that's what I mean by great. They were quiet.
Left you to your own devices.
But
never
they sold their house, and now it's owned by a rental company.
Well, because you were worried about the people that were going to move in. You weren't sure who it was going to be.
And
you didn't want it to be like a party house or something like that. Not that you live in a party neighborhood.
But still, you know, you never know what you're going to get.
And as we've always said, if there's something to worry about, you'll find it.
Well, Dave, you live next to Meth Head Squatters.
That's a little different. Not just like, hey,
well,
there's somebody that's
going to... Well, I didn't know until yesterday who was going to be moving in.
Are you sure they're not meth head squatters?
I think so, but I'm not positive yet. So I was out walking after the show and trying to get my exercise in, and I meet them for the first time, and they're still moving stuff in. I'll say this. They are the type of people whose garage is completely full.
Oh, I don't like that.
And
but, I mean, they're in the process of moving in.
So I don't know if this is temporary, but I see, like, big shelves. You know, like those, like, Costco shelves or Home Depot shelves that you...
Yeah.
And so they're parking on the street, and their garage is completely full. I don't know if this is just a temporary staging area.
Well, you can't park on your street. You'll get ticketed,
you're
correct?
Not supposed to.
Okay.
But, I mean, you instantly judge them because of this.
I did.
Yeah.
Certainly. But then But I still say hello. And I'm being friendly because they're making
say hello. No,
they're making extended eye contact. They're making extended eye contact.
They're doing that thing like, hey, we want to meet you because you're the neighbor. Yeah.
And they're nice. They had just moved from Wyoming.
Okay. All right.
And I was like, okay. So have a nice little conversation with them. But they're like too friendly.
They're Wyoming friendly.
Stop. Okay, no, so you have created all of this drama.
A
no, they
Audrey.
Have a packed garage. They're too friendly.
Yeah, real concerns. Listen,
you don't,
they wanted to say hi to me because I was their neighbor.
Gross. Don't
but
talk
listen to
me. To
what I'm saying. You're not letting me finish. So the too friendly can create a issue because I am not going. I like again. I didn't talk to either of my neighbors for like the first 5 years we lived next to each other. And that was perfectly fine. And that's how I want to keep it. I do not want to be chummy, or I don't want you to feel like you have the relationship. You can come over and borrow a cup of sugar and some eggs. Because first off, eggs cost $1 billion.
You're the worst neighbor.
Right now.
You wouldn't let your neighbor borrow a cup of sugar or some eggs?
First off, I don't have any sugar.
You have plenty of eggs.
I have all kinds of sugar.
You have plenty of eggs.
And we are hoarding. We're going to eat them.
You can't hoard eggs. They'll go bad.
We've got refrigeration. So, but because if you're too nice, then they're going to think that they'll maybe like try to like invite you over for dinner or, hey, we're new.
Oh, the worst.
We're new to town. Let's
go. No, I'm with you. Nobody wants that.
Gosh.
No, I don't want to.
You don't think that's a bad idea?
You want to do dinner with your neighbors?
Never.
With the neighbors that you don't know. There's nothing in this world that I hate more than
your direct neighbor? No.
Just an awkward dinner in general where you don't want to be there. Any sort of meal where you're sitting there and you don't really have anything to talk about and it's forced conversation, hate it. I'm with you.
Yep.
You should call the cops on them.
I may. Anytime like I hear something loud, I'm going to noise complaint.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm just going to start standing out in my front yard shirtless.
This is the most ridiculous thing
this is
to
not the most
complain
ridiculous
about.
Thing.
Yes,
this
Mahoney.
Is where this is my safe space.
The fact
this
that
is
Mahoney
my sanctuary.
Has friendly neighbors.
Then
is
just
a
guess what, Mahoney? You have a simple solution. Just stay indoors. Then, if you don't want a happy neighbor, then just don't involve yourself in the community that they're trying to be a part of.
But they're again, garage is full, so I'm gonna. They're not gonna like the one thing about people who don't have full garages. You pull into your garage, I don't see you. You're not outside, but you're walking from your car to your door.
So you think that maybe they filled this garage up just so they'd have more chances to talk to you?
I think so.
I mean, you're a huge celebrity; it's entirely possible.
Whenever the freshmen come into school, you're giving the, I'm a senior, I'm so much better than you because you're new. Like, they're new to the street. They're just probably trying to figure out who's their neighbors.
I don't want
to
know. I don't want to know.
This is ridiculous. They're new. They're trying to be friendly.
Were you wearing your copper compression gloves when you saw
I
them?
I was.
You were.
But I also had a coat on. It was cold outside.
Yeah.
Oh, so they just look
so
like
they may just look like fingerless gloves.
Yeah. It's a stylish choice.
It's a stylish choice. It is.
I've got wrist problems, Dave. You know that, you know.
You're wearing your
time served.
You're wearing your copper compression gloves over your Fitbit.
Watch.
It's compressing my watch.
You're so
funny. Make sure you really get this
part. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
How angry do you each get if someone else on the show cuts you off? You know, maybe you had a great joke and Mahoney just steps all over your voice. How upsetting is that?
Message deleted.
It has happened so much and so frequently over the years that I have learned that it's just my life.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, we try not to talk over each other because that's bad radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's real bad radio.
Bad broadcasting in general. That's the most annoying thing about when you watch like the cable news shows. Everyone's just on there simultaneously screaming at each other. You're like, what? This is terrible.
I mean, but it happens.
It happens.
Occasionally, but...
I mean, it happens.
Professionals do their best to try not to do that. Yeah. So, it's fine.
The person that gets the most angry, though, is Mahoney.
When I got a banger of a joke, man.
Yeah. And see, we've learned each other's little nonverbal cues well enough where I can tell, because he gets proud of himself. You know what I'm talking about, Audrey? Where like he's got that look on his face. He's like, I got one in the chamber. I'm ready to go.
Well, no, it's not even that I think we interrupt each other for that. It's you push the button and get us out before
the banger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it is my fault.
Everything, Dave.
Is my fault.
Yes.
Got it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What was the last show you binge watched? I watched all the show House in like a week. that was a heck of a roller coaster.
Message deleted.
I binge watch Yellow Jackets, which I was so perturbed by the end of season one, episodes 8 and 9. My wife and I were like, we could have written the show so much better.
Oh, so you didn't like Yellow Jackets?
It was fine, but it could have. There's just stuff that's like, I'm willing to suspend disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
But this is getting a step ridiculous. This is a step too far.
1923. That one is now on a short break. It's coming back at the beginning of next month. I guess
like six episodes or what is it like four?
No, I think it's like six episodes in.
Okay,
yeah. But that's actually because there's been a lot of kind of these offshoots of the Yellowstone world. Yeah. 1883 is really good. 1923, I think, is very well done. The only one that's been a miss, and I think it's Taylor Sheridan as well, the same guy behind both those shows, is Tulsa King. I just could not get into it. That's the Sylvester Stallone one on Paramount Plus. Just so corny. Sylvester Stallone specifically is so corny, I can't get into it.
He won an Oscar.
He won an Oscar for what?
I mean, writing Rocky.
Oh, yeah, well, that's 1,000 years ago and totally different. He just, I don't know.
He's not going to ever win an Oscar or an award for acting.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Just not so good. He's like a badass mafia guy who gets sent to Tulsa and he's like shaking out local weed shops. It's just stupid.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A friend of mine just posted this on social, and it's hilarious. You guys remember when there was so much toilet paper and eggs available? We used to throw it at people's houses.
Message deleted.
Yeah, the good old days, man.
You were a dick if you egged somebody's house.
I never egged anyone's house. TV,
no.
Yes.
TV egg, is one
egg,
thing.
No.
Eggs cause damage.
Yeah.
Toilet paper was an inconvenience and annoying. But if you were like out trying to...
Is it true that it'll mess up someone's paint job on
their
car?
Yeah.
Especially
eggs? If it's summer.
Really?
Bologna.
Yeah.
Bologna, eggs, all of that will mess up your paint. Same on in your house.
Also, what is the deal with bologna? Like, why is it so toxic that it can take the paint off the car?
I think any meat, but I think
any
that's
meat?
The most available, cheapest meat that you can probably get to throw. Because I bet if you put some prosciutto on a Porsche, it would probably peel the paint.
A prosciutto.
Ooh.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I mean this in the nicest way possible, Audrey. You and your friends are weird.
Why? What?
You
what?
Guys were asking each other what sort of gas station drink you would be.
Yes.
If you had... Why? How
think
did
about
that come...
Okay,
what's your gas station drink?
No. It's not... Your gas station drink.
If you were a gas station drink, what would you be and why?
And I think that I would be, I think that I would be more like of a Mucho Mango Arizona tea, but they told me that I'm more of an Arnold Palmer Arizona tea.
That's a good taste in tea, though.
I mean, it's a little trashy, it's a little classy, and we're consistent. I'm trying to make this... positive, because I feel like it's kind of a diss.
I feel like you would be more of the, what's the Monster Energy that comes in the white can?
The sugar-free, baby.
See, I feel like that would be you, because you kind of look like that can.
You don't think she would be a Bang
so
Energy
hurtful.
Drink?
Huh?
You don't think she'd be a Bang Energy drink?
A Bang Energy drink.
Not even a Celsius? You're not even getting me Celsius?
We just saw that Flo Rida just got $80+ million from that lawsuit against Celsius.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I mean, like...
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
I never thought I was going to wake up today
another hit for Flo Rida.
Hell yeah.
And it came at the expense of Celsius.
Okay, so... But I mean, still, Celsius, slightly problematic, we could say. I mean, yeah. I feel like, Celsius... I mean, I don't know. I just... If you were to be... A beverage of Not of choice, I guess.
I'll tell
it's
you
not your
exactly.
favorite beverage. Don't you say it's a favorite beverage
I'll
of
tell
yours.
You what
it
I
can't
would be
that.
No, I mean, it syncs with who I am as a person.
If you say what I think you're going to say, I'm going to throw up.
It is a canned Starbucks black coffee.
I knew it was going to be black coffee. You're a gas station. You can't be Starbucks. It's gas station.
They sell those at gas stations.
You're just going to be a gas station
cop. You would go with a... I mean, but if you're okay, that's what you would be because you're fancy. You're
fancy.
You're the tall ones. You're not even the espresso minis. You'd make yourself.
No,
the long
I'm saying
can.
You're not.
I'm
the,
talking
you're
like
not
the,
going
the
machine
no,
from the gas
no,
station.
No.
Because that's what I would choose
no,
the, for myself.
You would
you'd
choose
be
that.
Gas station I would like draft coffee
because you know what? It gets the job done. And it's underappreciated.
No, you're way too much of a tryhard for that. You would be. The 7-Eleven slushy, without question.
No, dude.
You need a whole loud ass machine in the corner. Look at me, I'm multicolored. I'm fairly accessible and affordable, also. But choose me, please.
I feel like if I was any sort
we
of frozen
have a day
drink,
that
I would
celebrates
be.
An, only
I,
me.
I would be that icy polar bear. The icy thing.
He would be bootleg 7-Eleven Dave. At least
give
him icy.
Polar bear wearing a sweater.
That's is that the real one or is that the bootleg?
That,
one?
No, that's the real one. That's the OG.
That's the real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys are saying I agree, Mahoney. You'd be the polar bear icy.
Thank you
for sure.
Thank you,
Dave.
I already told you what I am,
Mahoney. Do we agree with this? Do we think he's the Starbucks long can? Black coffee.
I mean, long I wouldn't can. Say long can. I'd say average.
No, that's what they come in. So that's what I'm saying. You're not even going to be the espresso minis.
Slim can. No,
you're not the espresso minis. Yeah. This is what we got. This is what I'm talking about. You really got to think about your answers.
Do you ever feel like a piece of garbage when you get the 16-ounce pint of Red Bull at the gas station?
You do that?
Oh, if when I'm going to get a Red Bull, trip. That's the only size I get. I don't. I'm like, I can't go with something so small because whatever the normal size is what 4 ounces.
Yeah.
Man, like, no way. I go with the 16-ounce pint can.
No, I'm proud drink, of you. That's the one you're supposed to go
I don't
with.
Drink Red Bull. And
what?
Unless it's in vodka. You elite, yeah.
Well, like, what do you mean? You don't, no, you're not trashy enough for Red Bull?
I had a bad experience with Red Bull. It was back in the day when Red Bull first started to kind of break into the U.S. market. One of their tactics for marketing is that they would, in every radio station across the country, they would bring those like mini fridges that you see behind
that
a bar.
That are still in every crappy radio station.
Yeah, and they would put them in the studio, but then they would also like send the Red Bull girls around to stock them up.
Who are always hot.
Super hot.
Always
like, we're
hot.
Pretty simple, so we're just like, nah, Red Bull.
It was like 2006 when this was going down.
It was the first time that I'd ever had Red Bull. They put the thing in the studio, and so they're smallish cans, right? And so I have
Mr. House in them.
Have one, have two, have three. I'm like, I'm not
you're
feeling
drinking
anything.
Them like it's a soda or
yes.
a water. Yeah.
And five in, I'm just like,
so you don't drink Red Bull anymore at all?
Just unless it's in vodka, it has to like even it out with vodka.
Okay, I would like to expand this question to a little bit more fun. If you could be a gas station food,
combos.
You'd be a combo.
Nacho cheese combos would be that's the top tier. Like, you know what? I'm not great all the time. But on special occasions, I'm gonna treat myself.
On a road trip, you're like, am I driving down the road eating pretzels or a pepperoni pizza?
Am I happy about this?
My taste buds don't know.
Dave, I feel like you'd be a bugle.
Oh, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to him.
You bitch.
I love bugles. I feel like I would be a honey bun.
Do you perfect if you put it in the microwave for 13 seconds exactly.
Perfect.
The bugle, do you take the bugle and bite the end off and then go...
I put them on my fingers and act like I'm like,
long
fingers. She's a witch.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney and I were just commiserating about how angry we get with a self-pump or a gas pump that is supposed to be set to self-pump and then it doesn't do it properly.
You got to sit there and hold it like a plebe.
Oh, hate it. Don't make me touch your pump.
When the credit card reader, you go see cashier inside.
Oh, I'll fight you.
We will drive off.
Absolutely.
Whole other pool. Like, I'm going to inconvenience
myself. I will drive across town to get to a different gas station that does not make me go inside.
That's 100% true. Don't act like you've never done that, Audrey.
I just pull forward to the next pump. I mean, I do get anxiety, but I'm not going in. I'm just going to go to a different pump.
Go to a different pump, unless it's not available, in which case I'm peeling out, angry.
You still got to get gas.
I know. I peel out and instantly run out of gas. this guy, similar experience, but not at a gas station. He was just at an ATM, and he was greeted by some rather confused Bank of America employees when they heard some loud noises and yelling outside of the bank. And when they looked out the window, they saw the man yelling at the ATM, rocking it back and forth, and demanding that the machine give his card back. So I guess he put his card into the ATM and it ate it.
Okay.
And so he went to his pickup truck and retrieved a hammer and then used that hammer to beat the ATM machine.
Did he get his card back?
Didn't get his card back. Did cause $3,000 worth of damage to the machine, though.
Doesn't that seem like he didn't hit the ATM very hard if he only caused $3,000 worth of damage with a hammer?
I mean, how many dollars does one ATM cost? How many?
A lot.
$1 bills.
No, I mean, like, ATMs are not cheap things. I would think even just breaking the screen would cost that much money.
When officers arrived in his home, he opened the door and immediately said, "You must be here because of the ATM." And they said, "Yes, we are." And he got arrested.
He could have totaled that ATM machine. It costs from $3,000 to $8,000.
Those cost way more than
high-end ATMs, only $8,000?
No way. No way.
We need to get in the ATM business.
No, we don't, because then people are always going to steal them with pickups, and it's a whole lot of stuff.
Well, get them insured.
I don't think they do that.
You can't insure your ATM?
I don't know. I feel like it's a tricky business. Mm. I'll tell you, I was at the ATM yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing some gambling.
Yes.
As you do. I was nowhere near my limit.
It cut you off?
And it cut me off.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm like $1,000 under my daily limit.
Because you know your daily limit.
I know what my daily limit is.
Yeah.
And I go back for a second time. Yes, I blew that first batch of money
in
10 minutes.
That happens.
It happens. I was playing Buffalo.
It's part of the process.
Yes.
You got to trust the process.
You got to prime the machine.
Mm-hmm. You got to warm it up a little bit. You get a little foreplay before it gives you that jackpot.
Well, I go back, try to get the same amount a second time, 10 minutes later.
Didn't work.
I had to get half that amount. And I'm like, so this is okay?
It was your guardian angel.
Thank God you didn't have a hammer on you. Otherwise, you think of your wrists, the damage that you would have done to that ATM, blown them clean out.
Mahoney, do you ever think about, like, your guardian angel and, like, whenever they tell you to, like, you know, the little angels on your shoulder, the angels and devils or whatever? Do you feel like that yours stops you from doing certain things? Like, in this instance, like, it was, you know, half your daily limit or whatever that was allotted. Like, do you think that was
fortuitous?
That happens to you often? Yeah.
No, this pissed me off, because had I been able to take out the extra $200...
You might have won.
...that I wanted,
yeah,
I would have won.
You could have won.
Could have won.
Yep.
It prevented me from winning.
Them. You should sue them
for
everything they're
worth.
It's
rigged. Whole system.
Yeah, gambling is not rigged. I don't know what you're talking about. The house does not have an edge.
Yeah, how do you build these billion-dollar palaces in the middle of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not because of winners. So, speaking of people freaking out, this doesn't have to do with gambling or ATMs at all. This just has to do with a simple transaction of, hey, you just ate some food, now you should probably pay for it, because that's how
America works.
It works, yeah. Yep. Passengers were waiting for their flights at the Atlanta International Airport when suddenly a woman was screaming about Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
She was shouting at some Delta employees that were trying to de-escalate the situation, and that's when she grabbed a fire extinguisher and threatened to blast anyone with the fire extinguisher that dared to approach her.
Did she get like the habanero mango and they were just too hot? She had to cool things down?
Didn't say whether or not she got those specific types of wings. Just said that she ate a bunch of wings and then didn't pay for them. Three flight attendants that tried to step in and calm the situation down. Because I feel like flight attendants pretty good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you got to de-escalate.
But also,
situations.
I feel like if they're not on the plane, they're like, I would feel like, this ain't my job.
Yeah. No way.
Type of deal. So they're going above and beyond.
They did get sprayed. And three of them had to be taken to the hospital due to respiratory concerns.
Because I've always wondered this, because I've never actually got to spray a fire extinguisher.
It's a good time.
I've always kind of wanted
to.
It's
a real good time.
But the mess that it creates.
Yeah.
Is it cold? Because I mean, no, it's compressed air in there that's shooting out like the suppressants, because it's not snow, even though it looks like snow. It's just, you know.
It's cocaine.
Is that what?
That's what it is, yeah.
You know somebody's going to put that up their nose later, and we're going to get sued.
If you snort a fire extinguisher later, please send us the video.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, James Bond is always doing amazing feats in tailored suits. I mean, it's amazing to think what that dude could accomplish in athletic wear designed for the specific extreme activities that he was involved in.
Message deleted.
It's true. Can you imagine James Bond in Lululemon? I mean, he would just be all over the place.
I feel like, you know, the gadgets that James Bond has that Q created for him,
mm-hmm.
That suit is Lululemon.
It's more flexible. So you think it's one of those like suits that you see advertised on social media all the time where it's like, look at how much I can jump around. I can dunk a basketball in my suit.
Like, why would you want to dunk a basketball in your
suit?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not in appropriate attire to be dunking a basketball.
No. Stop that. Do you find yourself getting sucked into these stupid Instagram ads for clothing?
Sometimes.
So I find myself doing that a lot.
The thing that gets me is like, what am I doing? Like,
I'll
see an advertisement for joggers. I'm like, then I get them, and I'm like, I don't have that body type. That doesn't look good on me.
You wear them around the house. Yes, you wear them around the house?
Sure, I wear them around the house. Okay. But like, not in public. Like, what? I am not shredded. I do not have a huge hog. Like, what am I doing wearing gray joggers, you loser?
I just feel I need to hit that point in my life where I'm just not buying any new clothes. Because I think my grandfather, after the age of 50, never bought anything new.
Is that the natural progression? I mean, because we're on the timeline, and maybe just we haven't realized it, where we go, no new friends, no new clothes.
Yep. I mean, I have
no new experiences.
Yeah, I feel like no new friends, literally. Not even no new neighbors. Mahoney doesn't want a new neighbor.
It's true. Old neighbors moved out. And he just wants to burn the house down. He actually
should have bought that house.
He actually talked about bought the house.
Bought that house. I mean, now's not the time with the market the way it is.
But you should have still, out of principle.
Because I have too many clothes right now as it is. I have more clothes than there's 90% of my clothes I don't wear. You know, I've got all
they
of these.
They say it's like
closets.
The 80-20 rule, right? Like you wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. I would say that is even more significant for me. I wear like 10% of my clothes 100% of the time.
You know what's kind
of
wild to think about? Mahoney, you just said you have so many clothes.
Yeah.
And it would be really interesting to see you donating your Tommy Bahamas and your golf gods or whatever. You wear like a lot of like the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, tropical.
Gen Z, super big into thrifting. Can you imagine just a bunch of like 20-year-old running around in Once Upon a Bahama?
Yes. They're like, this shirt looks great on me, but it smells really bad.
No, Demonte doesn't stink at all.
Well, the problem is with Tommy Bahama shirts and
Sugg
shirts.
The pits.
You have to be really careful when you wash them. So you have to like wash them individually in Woolite. Mm-hmm. And so I wash those maybe once every like 10 wears.
You think 20-year-olds wash their clothes? They don't care. They stink.
They get funky. But also, do you think there's a 20-year-old who's running around who's like my size, who's like into that? No, it's the guy with the 26-inch waist who's loves the super tight tropical shirts. It's not the, you know, overblown ogre who looks like me.
So you don't donate them because there's nobody who wants them.
Well, and I've also spent way too much money. So
just are collector's item now?
I'll wear them again eventually, but I'm trying to talk myself out of buying new clothes.
See,
but
why do I feel like you're one step away from the dude romper?
No, I'm not there. That's not comfortable. Like the thing about these shirts that I wear right now.
You already get mostly naked when you go to the bathroom. I mean, it just kind of works.
These polos, the golf gods and the Sunday Swagger polos, it's because they're comfortable. The same thing with the Tommy Bahama. Easy comfort. I am all there on that. But I feel like what a lot of guys don't talk about, and I don't think Dave's does this as much because he's busy. He's got four kids and actual responsibilities in life. But I feel like I'm addicted to shopping. I feel like a lot of the men's shopping is disguised in reviews and like expert opinions on like things like cameras and lighting gear. Like I feel like I'm 100% addicted to shopping. That's just QVC and the Shopping Channel, but for 2023 and dudes.
Yeah, it's like GQ rated this 5 stars. You're like, is GQ even a magazine anymore? Like who cares what Men's Health had to say about this particular workout supplement? Don't tell me about that nonsense. It just works.
I mean, we have six
5 stars. Oh, that's
video cameras in the studio because of that.
Totally necessary.
Yeah.
We look great.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you ever thrown someone an extravagant party? Did everything turn out well?
Message deleted.
I threw my wife a get-together for her 35th birthday. And it was like we rented out a little space that was kind of like attached to a bar and had like a private bartender and catered food and played some games and stuff. And like that was probably the most extravagant party that I've thrown as of late, with the exception of like stuff for the kids.
You go big on the kids stuff.
But my wife does most of that.
Yeah.
So can I ask, if you throw an extravagant party and you don't get laid afterwards, how mad would you be?
No, if you throw an extravagant party, you're too tired to get laid.
No, I mean, but like in the course of the over the course of the weekend, you know, there's a grace period.
Oh, so like you wouldn't be like
that night,
drats.
That night,
yeah.
No, are you doing it that night?
You were.
I feel like most people do.
No,
after a party,
after a party.
What?
I'm tired.
Guys.
We are tired.
Now you're talking about like you go to a party and then you go home and you do it because that makes sense. But if you had a party at your place,
no,
you have sex up? After parties.
You have to clean up. You host a party. You got to clean
do you
up.
Mean?
You got to clean up. There's ain't no
I
time
buy
for
new
sex.
Clothes. What? Guys.
Audrey's over here like such a horn dog. She's like, yeah, we got to get it on four times a day. Otherwise, I'm not sure he still loves me.
Somebody put a note
no,
in this and
that's
let's remind,
not true.
Remind us in 10 years. See where you are in 10 years.
Yeah. Tell me if you're still having sex after parties.
Four times a day after hosting 40. A party. Dude, I'm so I'm exhausted.
Chelsea said yes, you hook up after the party. Yeah, but Chelsea's also 22 years old.
She's not 22.
How old is she? How old are you, Chelsea?
She's in her 20s. But I mean, I just was curious and you answered. You said you would not be.
You have sex after parties that you throw at your house.
I mean, it's not like I'm. If Native Cloud in our chat said, give Audrey a couple more years to understand. I'm 31. I mean, I guess I'm still young. But I mean, I feel like just because I'm getting old, I really hope that that doesn't mean that, like, the fun fades away.
It doesn't fade away. We get tired. It's like, don't get me wrong, those activities, phenomenal. Love that. But I'm also tired.
At the appropriate time.
Yes. And also, you like you got a shower, like you host a party, you've been sweating,
yeah.
You're like you've been eating,
yeah.
You're like, you got a belly full of charcuterie,
licking your sweaty butt.
Yeah, this ain't happening.
Jen said Audrey's in the honeymoon period. Like I didn't have a whole ass husband before. Like I've understand like what long term relationships look like. Like I'm not delusional. Like I understand that like sometimes things. You know, you do get tired and things stop, but I just was curious.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Curious, that was
after
all.
A party just seems egregious to me. Just wait. That is asking too much. As
Nick said, Papa Molly, you old farts. Yeah,
that sounds great. Yeah,
that's why I have a heart attack and die.
Can you imagine you popping a Molly?
No. Yes, it's the end of the party and I pop a Molly. Then my wife's
what
like, I'm going to bed.
What kind of parties are we talking about? Are you throwing ragers?
Yeah, if you're over 40 and you're doing Molly at your own house.
That's your doofus.
Dude, you gotta make some better life choices.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Because whenever we're saying party, I'm not like thinking like it's club rager. Like you're just having friends over. Like there's a charcuterie board on the table.
Yeah, that's a
you're
lot of work.
We already have a central activity. It's eating cheese and talking with friends. Yep. We don't need to add sex into this. Catch me on Wednesday.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dude, bacon is the most overrated food out there. We
shut
need to stop sullying every
shut
dish
up.
With bacon.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut
enough
up.
With
shut
the
up.
Bacon.
Shut up.
Message
shut
deleted.
Up.
What a terrible take.
You're
Nobody
dumb.
Likes you.
Never call again.
Loser.
You guys are weird today.
Oh, you suck.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, I've got some wonderful news. The dream is still very much alive. We have a plan for our retirement.
We do.
And it is to move
villages.
To the Villages in Florida.
Yeah.
And the Villages are back in the news. Audrey, you have abstained from agreeing to move into the Villages with us.
She doesn't embrace getting old like we do, Dave.
Well, but
she,
I mean, but see, I've got 10 years behind you.
You're 10 years behind you, but I mean, you should have a plan. You got to plan in advance for these sort of things. You can't just walk into the Villages.
You don't walk into retirement.
No. You got to coast on in with an ironclad plan. You have to have your plot of land picked out. And I'm telling you that...
No, man, there's houses available all the time.
You're right.
I mean, people die left and right in the Villages, Dave.
The thing that I like I about mean, the Villages
that's the
only
good thing about a retirement
they
community.
Die.
There is availability.
A lot of people die.
Yeah, a lot of people die.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about the Villages. It's retirement
sell me?
With a side of violence.
Okay.
So?
So,
there is continuous...
Why would that be enticing to me?
Well, I mean, it's
continuous
never,
music.
It's never boring. They
party.
Have, they have
a
like
lot
300,
of STDs.
They have 365 days of music in the villages.
Well,
if you already have
it.
STDs.
Yeah, dude, when you're 80, I don't care if you get an STD.
I am picture perfect over here. Never had one. Never had to take the shake. Never had to take
but
the...
But when you're 80...
You're not trying hard enough.
You know? you're alone because you've outlived your husband at that point because women live longer than men and we make dumb choices. And there's like that one guy who's left and he's getting around because that's what happens.
That's what happens in the villages.
If you're an
your
old
apartment.
Guy like who did not... like if you that's what you don't know. Like, yeah. And I can speak to this. Like my grandfather, he lives in a retirement community. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my grandmother passed away... about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah. Is he cleaning up in there?
But
he's smashing?
He's one of, like, the only men, and every woman in that place is after him.
Your grandpappy, Pap? Does he have to take a little shakeroo every once in a while?
I don't think...
He's not getting around like that.
I think he just likes companionship, but every woman there...
He's
wants,
a player.
Wants... No, he's not. He has his friend.
Oh, his friend.
His friend. But all of the ladies there would like to be his friend. You know what I'm saying?
At that point, you don't even have to make up like fake war stories and steal valor. Like you can just be a dude.
Yeah.
And available.
You're alive.
You're alive. That's it. I long for those days. But let me tell you the latest adventure to come to us from the villages. There was a fight over a chair.
Of course there was.
Well, chairs matter whenever you're elderly. You know, the comfort levels,
place
where
you
the
sit down.
Placement, whether they move or not, if they're on wheels.
Julianne Marsh, 56, who looks... exactly like you would expect.
Oh, she looks young.
She looks like she
faked the funk.
She's just barely getting in because 55 is the age you can
she
move into a retirement
She kind of looks like
community.
If Jennifer Coolidge's mom had drank too much.
Yeah.
A little bit there.
She looks like a cousin of Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge's real trashy cousin.
Yeah. So I guess she decided that she walked into this bar and it was pretty packed. And they have an outside patio.
Yeah.
That's lovely, I'm sure. Probably some live music. Perhaps a dude looping with his acoustic
guitar. Maybe some Jimmy Buffett cover band action.
Parrotheads everywhere.
Wasted away. Margaritaville. No question.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Fire it up.
The woman just sat down at somebody else's table. So this couple had got up, I guess, to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Which it's a little odd for both to get up at the same time.
If you're both up out of this table,
then that's on them.
You have given up rights to that table.
Absolutely. At a bar, 100%.
From the restroom, and the man informed her that she was in his chair. And you would think, well.
Did she say, where's your name?
56-year-old Julianne Marsh said, I ain't getting up from this chair.
Good for Julianne.
Of course you got to take
up Florida is a stand your ground state.
If it is a bar, it's not a restaurant.
Yep.
If you are in a bar, if you get up from anywhere in a bar, you are vacating
no
that if you don't have
there.
Somebody holding down the table.
Yep, you got to hold it.
What if you put the little napkin over your drink?
No, I mean, that may be different, but that wasn't there.
You
These
don't know
people
that.
Got
you
up and
that.
They abandoned
you
their table.
You don't know that.
And this poor lady just trying to sit, have a good time, enjoy some Jimmy Buffett cover music.
What was her name again? It's Jennifer Coolidge.
Julianne Marsh.
Okay, so what happened to
Julianne
after this?
I like how they left out a lot of the details.
Of course
it went
they did.
From Julie said, I'm not getting up from this chair, to straight up fighting the man's date. So it wasn't like the man and her got into the fight. She just straight up socked whoever his date was.
Well, to be honest, this is like prime Karen age. So you know they were both chirping at each other.
Yeah.
Like there was no, like, I mean, I think Julianne was in the right here. I think that she 100%. Absolutely had the ability to
whoop that
to
ass.
Sit down and take, yeah, to
okay.
take dish so, out a beating. But I think that they were both chirping each other and this is what caused the fight.
So you see how invested you've gotten into just this story?
Yes.
And tell me again you don't want to move into the villages with us.
I mean, I feel like I could be a reporter.
You
like
could.
I would love to be
live
the
from the scene.
Line.
It's Audrey Drake and we're seeing Julianne Marsh with an overhead right.
I could be the Joe Rogan sideline commentator for the fights at this specific bar.
But only if you take enough alpha brain.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen. All at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.